The Las Vegas City Council has petitioned the federal government to designate the 7.5-mile Las Vegas Strip as a national scenic byway. A little over 3 miles already has this designation, but city officials want to expand that to include what they call the heart of Las Vegas. And you thought Vegas didn't have a heart. Scenic highlights would include strip clubs, wedding chapels, and the old neon town known as Glitter Gulch. T.R. Reid of the Washington Post recently visited Las Vegas and joins us on the line. So tell us, the Santa Fe Trail is 180 miles of breathtaking natural landscape. What qualifies the Strip for a national scenic designation?
Well, the criteria are the place has thing has to be scenic, historic, cultural, and recreational. And I just recently toured this byway. Let's see. They have a bunch of motels that have rooms for $30 for 2 hours with free XXX movies. Now, would you call that cultural?
Maybe recreational.
I think so. And they have a whole bunch of stores selling sex toys, so maybe they can convince the Department of Transportation that that's recreation. I don't know. The southern end, the first 3 miles of the Las Vegas Strip, that's the Las Vegas that everybody knows. These huge casinos, you know, they built the pyramids of Egypt. They built a Roman Forum. They built an Eiffel Tower. They got the canals of Venice with gondoliers singing O Sole Mio. They got all that down there, and that's pretty scenic in kind of a gaudy way. I mean, Vegas is the world capital of wretched excess, and those 3 miles are where you really see it. I think it's the northern 5 miles that's going to be the tougher sell.
And why is that?
Because it's junk. It's a pretty run-down part of Vegas, and I guess that's where they get the historic part, because that part of the Strip is really a throwback to the old historic Sin City days of Las Vegas.
Well, I know that their latest slogan for the city is, what happens here stays here.
Yeah, that's what they're selling. If you remember, in the 1990s, they got this brilliant idea. They were going to make Vegas a family destination. You know, they had all these magician shows. They had zoos and stuff like that. What happened when they went to Family Vegas was they found out if the banker was going there and taking her kids to the zoo, they made a lot less money than if she went into the casino and gambled and lost. And so there's just more money in the old Sin City Vegas than there was in the Family Vegas. And therefore, you know, the hotels are all closing down their children's centers and replacing them with bars with women that don't have much on.
You know, I hate to be cynical about Las Vegas, but I have a suspicion that maybe, is there money in it for the city to be designated, or part of the city to be designated scenic?
Oh, yes. If you're a national scenic byway, you can get, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars from the Department of Transportation to spruce things up. And on that north part of the Strip, there's a lot of sprucing up that needs to be done.
So what are the odds that
better than putting your money in the slot machine? I think they're going to get it. Of course, being designated a scenic highway has a lot to do with your highway and your scenery, but it probably has more to do with your political clout, and I think Vegas has enough to get this.
Thanks very much.
Okay.
T.R. Reid is the Rocky Mountain Bureau Chief for the Washington Post.